You know, maybe I think stereotypically, but I always thought that good manners are the main thing for a person. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. But that was before I met and then married Alexander. We met in Russia. I was a student there. You know, I still remember our first meeting. Once he came to my flat, and as soon as he came in, he said to me in Russian, "Сделай мне чай," which means, make me some tea. Well, I was angry because of his impoliteness, and I said, make it yourself. I couldn't believe that he hadn't used a could you or a please. But Alexander explained that in Russian it was fine. You don't have to add any polite words. Some months later, I took Alexander home to visit my parents in the UK. But before we went there, I had to give him an intensive course in pleases and thank yous. I also told him how important it was to smile all the time. He said that he won't do it because he will look like an idiot. It was hard to explain to him that it's rude not to smile in the UK. He felt really stupid, like the village idiot, he said. Because in Russia, if you smile all the time, people think that you're crazy or stupid. And actually, this is what all his friends thought of me the first time they saw me. Because I smiled all the time and also translated every please and thank you from English into Russian. Another thing that Alexander just couldn't understand was why people said things like, would you mind passing me the bread, please? He said, it's only the bread, for goodness sake. What do you say in English if you want a real favor? He was also amazed that if you eat not tasty food, you have to lie and tell that it's fantastic. In Russia, people are much more direct. Actually, Alexander's mom is pretty direct. When we had dinner for the first time, she told me that my chicken needed more salt and pepper, that it was really tasteless. I was really annoyed, and later, after she left, Alexander and I argued about it. Alexander just couldn't see my point. He said, do you prefer your dinner guests to lie? Actually, you know, I think I do. I'd prefer them to say, that was tasty, even if they didn't mean it. Anyway, after all these situations, at home now we have an agreement. If we are speaking Russian, he can say make me some tea and not say thank you when I give it to him. But when we are speaking English, he has to add a please, a thank you, and a smile.